Welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program. Still up here in these high Rocky Mountains of Idaho County, Idaho, USA, here at our two police and military associations. We want to start the evening. I understand been a lot of heavy talk today, heavy things. So some things can be very upsetting, matter of fact. And so I want to start off the night with a little laughter. Have you laughed any today, folks? You know, it's so good to laugh because when you're laughing, it's awful hard to cry. Isn't that true? So we want to share a laugh with you here before the break comes up. President Bush, you know, likes to visit these primary schools, and it's kind of scary because when he goes in these primary schools, a lot of times it's for feasible deniability. And something blows up, you know, and they come in and whisper in his ear. But anyway, he's in this primary school with the children. One of the classes was in the middle of a discussion related to words and their meaning. The teacher asked the president if he would like to lead the discussion on the word tragedy. So the illustrious leader of the free world asked the class for an example of what is a tragedy. Well, little Jimmy stood up and offered, if my best friend, who lives on a farm, is playing in the field and a tractor runs over him and kills him, why, that would be a tragedy. No, 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 said President Bush. Why, that would be an accident. Well, little Susie raised her hand and said, well, if a school bus carrying 50 children drove over a cliff killing everybody inside, that'd be a tragedy. And the president shook his head and said, I'm afraid not. That's what we would call a great loss. Well, the room went silent. No other children volunteered. Bush surveilled the room and said, isn't there someone here that can give me an example of a tragedy? Well, finally, in the back of the room, little Johnny stood up, raised his hand, and in a quiet voice he said, Mr. President, if Air Force One carrying Mr. and Mrs. Bush was struck by a friendly fire missile and blown to smithereens, that would be a tragedy. Fantastic, exclaimed Bush. That's right. And I can tell you why that would... Can you tell me why that would be a tragedy? Well, said little Johnny, it has to be a tragedy because it certainly wouldn't be a great loss. And it wouldn't be an accident either, probably. Okay, folks, stay tuned. We'll be right back after this break with more of the Officer Jack McLam program.
This is Christine with another Bring 'Em Home message. Have we as Americans had enough yet? With the recent crisis in New Orleans and the southern Gulf Coast, death and destruction have been visited upon Americans once again. The government's response has been to bring foreign troops onto America's land. Federal and foreign troops now control the region, while the National Guardsmen are away, entangled in foreign wars, unable to protect their homes and families. The New World Order has reached its long-planned objective, to secure American troops on foreign soil and foreign troops on American soil. Let's get these foreign troops out and bring our American troops home now. Help us make the public aware of this dire situation by displaying on your cars our Bring 'Em Home magnetic ribbons or our new Bring 'Em Home bumper stickers. To place your orders, call 877-605-9200 or go to rbnlive.com or bringemhome.org.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Fight Father Time with Cocoon GH. This advanced growth hormone spray delivers impressive results. Listen to what 51-year-old Gail Contacts experienced while on Cocoon GH.
My eyesight was failing. My skin was sagging. I was losing muscle tone and my bones and joints were aching. I initially got started on a product called Ultimate HGH. I felt a little more energy for the first few weeks, but then I began to feel tired again. Then I heard an ad on Cocoon GH and gave a call. I learned that Ultimate HGH isn't even growth hormone. I started using Cocoon GH and the first thing I noticed was my aches and pains went away. After another few weeks, my energy came up, as did my strength and endurance. I'm getting a better night's sleep and waking up feeling rested. My muscle tone and my eyesight both improved after 1 month. My sex drive got stronger and, much to my surprise, my menopausal symptoms went away and my period came back. I'm impressed beyond belief. Thanks, Cocoon Nutrition.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Folks, welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program. I'm a little tired today, and I need a little chuckle there. And praise the Lord for people sending us little funny things like that. We want to thank Woody for sending over that laugh, that ha-ha. That was cute. And it's good, folks. It's good to smile and laugh a little bit because we're so serious about so much today because things are so serious today. I want to start off today with reminding you that police officers and soldiers and others believe we have a good program, a good idea, a good program for stopping our politicians from starting wars in other countries. You may recall this. We haven't mentioned it for months now, and that's our mistake because it's a good program, but people just don't know about it yet. If you'd like to stop the possibility, strong possibility of a draft coming up after the next detonation of some kind of a terrorist act here in the United States, and also stop any more wars like with Iran and Syria that's coming up just right over the hill, I hope you will go to our Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter or to our website, www.patriotpoliticians, that's plural, lead wars, and that's plural, patriotpoliticiansleadwars.org. Now, that's all one word, patriotpoliticiansleadwars, all one word, .org. And if you go there, you'll find out what we've been writing about in Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter, and others have been picking up the concept here. We have a workable means of bringing to a halt these immoral and unnecessary wars for anything but America that's fomented and promoted by our politicians. If you're unfamiliar with our plan to stop these wars, basically what it is, but you have to read the details. It's in the details. The devil's in the details, they say, folks. Isn't that right? Well, the actual plan is in the details, too, of our patriot politicians lead wars. But it's very simple. We see a buildup coming, and I've just seen another reaction to that today, matter of fact, that I'll share with you during the program today, from Charlie Reese, you know, the war veteran who has been writing commentary for the newspapers, the establishment press, for something like 48 years, something like that. He's got a good one today we hope to share with you about We Are Revolutionaries. But you need to go and read our www.patriotpoliticiansleadwars.org website and get the details. But just basically, this is the concept. Since the left and the right is coming together, usually that's not a good thing. Actually, the left and the right is basically the same today, and we've got all kinds of evidence to substantiate that. The Democratic Socialist Party, the Republican Socialist Party are both socialist parties, and their goals, the leadership, is world government. And so it doesn't make too much difference there. But to the people themselves, the great unwashed out there, the middle class, the lower middle class, and the poor are the ones that go fight these wars. And all of a sudden, we see an awakening out there that there's something wrong. You know, they're realizing that these wars are for oil, these wars are for these international crime families and their business buddies like Halliburton and Bechtel and others that make billions and billions of dollars off war. And the left is beginning to awaken to this, just like the right is today. And so we have this belief that the day is coming as our president has to get in more involved. He has to start more wars. He's following orders, okay, from above him, the international crime families that are truly the head kahunas of this international cabal, crime cabal, is not the Bush family. So they take orders. And President Bush has orders to go into Syria and take out Syria and put in a puppet government, just like we're doing in Iraq right now, and we did in Afghanistan, and then into Iran and put in a puppet government there. And so the way to stop this, we believe, is to threaten through a bill before Congress that our politicians will take our bill and be the first in if another war is started, or if they fund, if they vote to fund another war, because we don't want them getting out because they hand the right to start wars over to the president, El Presidente, okay, and let him start the wars, because they have to fund them. And if they vote to fund the wars, or if they support these new wars in any way, they have to dress out in their TA-50 gear, put their helmets on, and go themselves out front, not as officers now, but as enlisted men and women, and they have to serve a term of a year in the war zone and that they've funded or voted to start and send Americans, boys and girls to. And they are not in the rear in their fancy headquarters, HQs. They're not up flying some jet 10,000 feet above the earth bombing people. No, 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 no. They are boots on the ground. So we want to have a bill put in that they have to serve, or if they're infirmed, and for some reason, most of them could get out on a medical, I believe, 918, we call it in law enforcement, that they're absolutely berserk. But I don't know how many would want to do that, being they had their political careers before them. But anyway, they have to go in the military, dress out in their gear, and be out front when the war starts and during the war for at least one term of a year. As one service obligation like my son went through here about a year and a half ago, and he's going through another one in Iraq here in just a few months. You say, but they will never vote for such a bill. Well, they'll be out on their fannies then, folks, because what we find is the left of the political spectrum is joining the right of the political spectrum, all the poor, all the middle class, not the rich, of course, because they always have a way out the back door for their children. But as the left and the right come together and call their elected things and tell them to vote for this bill or they're going to be turned out in the next election, we're hoping to get so many calls and so many emails that they will vote for this bill, that they have to go in the military up front of any wars they start, any wars they fund, or send one of their children or grandchildren. If they're going to be able to vote to start a war, or if they're going to give the right to choose war to the president, which is unconstitutional, then if they vote to fund the war, or if they even support the war, they have to go, or they have to encourage one of their children or grandchildren to go into the war in their stead, in their place, and serve up front on the ground in the infantry. All right, and so we believe that if this catches fire, which we believe it will, patriot politicians lead wars, then the congressmen and senators will not be able to vote to even fund war without sending themselves or their granddaughters or their sons and daughters into that war. So this is what we want. We want their rear ends to be on the line instead of just the poor and the middle class, as has always been the case. So please go to Patriot Politicians Lead Wars and get involved with us, folks, okay? Because this can happen. I say that if it was just the right of the political spectrum yelling at the congressmen and senators, it might not happen. But what we see is what is happening. You see it too. The left is beginning to stand up and say, we don't want our children going to these wars anymore and being blown up for these big corporations any longer, or for oil, or for Israel, or whatever the reason might be. If it is not for America's benefit, as these wars are not, then these leaders have to bear the brunt of going to war that they start. So once again, folks, join us and help share this with everybody you know. Encourage each contact that you contact about this Patriot Politicians Lead Wars to contact their elected things and tell them in a polite but firm message that send them to Patriot Politicians Lead Wars and have them support a bill calling for their own involvement in the next wars that they start, or if they vote for the draft or fund the draft, then their children or themselves have to go and be drafted, okay? It can work, but it can't work if we don't try, all right? If the left and right keeps coming together on stopping these wars for these corporations and for money and for oil and for everything but America's interests, then we can get this done, folks. I've seen it happen over and over again, and this can grab the heart of the leftists out there as well as the conservative base, because it is their children dying in these wars, all right? Another thing to think about here, folks, is our founding fathers, you know, the more I study, and I do study and read about the founding fathers and about the founding documents of this nation when I get a chance, and I'm always impressed how there are a few books that have been created on Earth that have answers to exactly what is going on, okay? A few books out there. And it is the Founding Fathers, one of those groups of people that seemed to know what was going to happen in America because they'd already experienced the things that were happening in America. And I'm going to share with you when we get back something George Washington said about dual citizenship. Be right back.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
To the Officer Jack McLam program. I'm in that old cop Jack McLam up here in the catbird seat at the two police and military associations up here in the Rocky Mountains of Idaho. And I'm just thrilled. The more you study certain books, you begin to realize, folks, and there's a few books I've read over the years that, you know, when you put them down after you read them, or even while you're reading them, you know that the people that wrote these words in that book knew exactly what was going to happen. And one is the Holy Bible, of course. You know, I'm thrilled to almost every night. Sometimes I get to bed so late and my eyes are burning so bad, I pick up the Bible and I can't read it. I just can't do it, and that grieves me. But I pray and thank the Lord for His Word anyway, and then the next night I feel better and I read some of the Word of God. And you know, when you read the Holy Bible, folks, that the people that wrote those words at the direction of our Almighty God, Creator God, knew what was coming. Because it happened exactly as they said. And the strange thing about it, too, in the Holy Bible is, I guess it's not strange once you understand that we have a Creator God out there, is that it just doesn't happen to happen. But it happens on the time schedule that God said in the Holy Word of God it would happen. Okay? Another one is the book, The Protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion, All right? Now, I know when I say those words, boy, I'll tell you, the CIA computers come on, the ADL computers come on, and the ACLU computers come on, the Southern Poverty Pimp Law Center's computers come on, and everybody starts recording when you say the protocols of the learned elders of Zion. But I want to tell you that irregardless of who wrote the words, and of course, you probably already know that it is alleged that some very powerful Jewish figures wrote those words. Our police investigators here don't know that that's true. Could be. But we do know this, just like the Holy Word of God. Whoever wrote those words in the learned, or the protocols of the learned elders of Zion, which you should look up on the web if you want to know what I'm talking about, if you've never heard about it before, whoever wrote those words knew exactly what was going to happen. No question about it. When you read the protocols of the learned elders of Zion, folks, you know if it was space aliens that wrote those words, they knew. They absolutely knew what was going to happen, how it was going to happen, and when it was going to happen, and also in the order in which it would happen. And then we come to the Founding Fathers. We read books like Hope You Have the Federalist Papers, okay, and the Anti-Federalist Papers. Now, the Federalist Papers were written during the Constitutional Convention, and I think it was Jay Madison and Hamilton, I think, if I remember correctly. It's been years since I've read the Federalist Papers. But you want to be impressed. I mean, get a copy of the Federalist Papers. And if you want to understand why the founders put everything in the Constitution that they put in there, get a copy of the Federalist Papers. Jay Madison and Hamilton, I think, wrote that. I could be off a little bit, but I don't think I am. I think my memory serves me on that issue. But here's another great example, okay, of the Founding Fathers knowing somehow about the problems we would have. Now, for the most part, they knew about it because other nations had had these same problems, and they were students of history. Unlike our people today in America, we've been taught that American history is not important. Only world history and the history of other nations and so forth is important to our children today, and they're purposely not teaching American history to our children, or if they teach it at all, it is biased and it is changed, okay, to where it's not telling the truth. But a great example here of our Founding Fathers knowing of what to do and not to do in setting up a nation and running a nation of for and by the people as the sovereigns in this nation. Remember, we're the kings and queens of this nation. If we just remember that, it'd be better off. And the elected things that we vote in are our servants out there, and the bureaucrats are our servants. We tend to forget that because the government tells us that's not true and indicates to us all the time. You go into a government office and you see if you don't act, you don't seem like you're the lackey and they're your boss. You go in to talk to a bureaucrat, for example. But George Washington once again hit the nail on the head in 1796 when he talked about the evils of dual citizenship. And I went through this myself, folks, and I'll tell you about that after I give you George Washington's quote here in his farewell address, 1796. Imagine that he knew about the evils of dual citizenship. He says here, and by the way, the reason I bring this up, folks, is we have a State Department, we have a Foreign Office, we have all of our foreign policy is directed today by people, allegedly Americans, with dual passports and dual citizenship. And their number one, most of them, their number one favorite nation is not America. Okay? And so when we get back, I'll give you George Washington's evils of dual citizenship. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Listen to what Cocoon GH has done for another satisfied user.
I've been meaning to let you good people know about my fantastic results after using the Cocoon GH for only a few weeks. Before I started using GH, I had severe pain in my right shoulder, to the point of not being able to take off my shirt. But within the first few days of using GH, I realized the pain was dramatically reduced. I could not believe it. I thought I was bluffing myself. Within another week, I had full use of my shoulder. The pain was nearly all gone. Also, my graying hair is about 75% less now, to my surprise. I have a lot better energy now. I feel like I can do a lot more. I have more will to go on and make life wonderful in my golden years. I started a physical fitness program because I feel so good. I have get up and go like when I was younger. I am really thankful for this product and will continue using it from now on.
Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
This is Christine with another Bring 'Em Home message. Have we as Americans had enough yet? With the recent crisis in New Orleans and the southern Gulf Coast, death and destruction have been visited upon Americans once again. The government's response has been to bring foreign troops onto America's land. Federal and foreign troops now control the region, while the National Guardsmen are away, entangled in foreign wars, unable to protect their homes and families. The New World Order has reached its long-planned objective, to secure American troops on foreign soil and foreign troops on American soil. Let's get these foreign troops out and bring our American troops home now. Help us make the public aware of this dire situation by displaying on your cars our Bring 'Em Home magnetic ribbons or our new Bring 'Em Home bumper stickers. To place your orders, call 877-605-9200 or go to rbnlive.com or bringemhome.org.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly. American Free Press. AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Welcome back, folks. This is that old cop, Jack McLam, and we're getting into George Washington's farewell address here in 1796. Now, think of how brilliant these people were, folks. And the more you read and study the Founding Fathers and the documents that they put forward, and also our early patriots in the country before the Constitution was even written, and the documents they brought forward are just God-inspired. Amazing. And here's what George Washington had to say about the evils of dual citizenship that we have throughout the highest level of government today, folks. He says, a passionate attachment of one nation for another produces a variety of evil. Sympathy for the favorite nation facilitates the illusion of an imaginary common interest in cases where no real common interest exists. It infuses in one the enmities of the other and betrays the former into participation in the quarrels and wars of the latter without adequate inducement or justification. It also gives the ambitious, he's talking about politicians here, I believe, folks. He said it also gives the ambitious, corrupted, and or deluded citizens who devote themselves to the favorite nation facility to betray or sacrifice the interest of their own country. Isn't it amazing, folks? Isn't that amazing? These guys who the internationalist crime cabals who control the book manufacturing companies that write the school books and have now for 40 years in America, who have twisted our history to make these founding fathers seem like demons on the face of the earth, and just destroys their reputation in the minds of our children. They were not that at all, folks. They were inspired by a holy creator God. And this is a perfect example, George Washington's farewell address, 1796. Now, this is a most serious problem in the U.S., and we need to start a campaign, yes, another campaign, folks, to get rid of dual citizenship. This should be a no-brainer. We have persons in high office, the highest office in this nation today, the highest offices in these nations today, that are not dedicated to America first. Most of them have dual citizenships, and they're dedicated to another nation, not America. I've said this before, and I'll say it again to show you how this is a no-brainer. I mean, it's ridiculous to have people in government that have dual citizenship. Here's why. A few years ago, I'm an old Irish cop, okay? Now, I'm an Irish-American. I should say American-Irish because I'm an American first and Irish second because that's where my relatives came from. Well, I got the idea because it was very popular some years back to get a dual citizenship, get a second passport so you could come and go inside that nation as a citizen of that nation. Well, I've always loved to read about and have studied Ireland and Scotland and those areas. Never visited them. I never had the time or the money to do so yet, but one day I would love to. But I was thinking about getting an Irish citizenship. It was pretty popular 10 years, 15 years ago. Well, I changed my mind, folks, when I saw the forms I had to fill out and what I had to swear to. I had to swear to support and defend Ireland over America, and I could not do it. You know, when you read the citizenship papers of America, you know, I haven't read them in years. Maybe they've changed them today where they allow you to be a world citizen at the same time. I have no idea how they've changed those documents, but it used to be that you had to be totally dedicated to America. No other nation. You had to give your promise to serve and defend this nation and to uphold its laws over any other laws of other nations. Okay? So it's really a no-brainer, is it not, to have the top-level people in the Pentagon, the State Department, the people that write our foreign policy today, to have another nation's citizenship, another nation's passport. And to be very honest with you, most of these people will tell you they're more dedicated to that other nation than America. And they're running this country. So, folks, I want you to, when you get an opportunity to, it's so easy to talk about this because it's so silly. It's absurd, really, to have people holding dual citizenship. Now, you say, but I like being a German-American. I like my German passport. And I like my German citizenship. I like my Israeli passport and Israeli and Irish this. And I understand that, folks, but how can you have a nation? How can you have a nation and be committed to that nation halfway or maybe secondarily? We're suffering with this in this nation, as most of you know. So we need to talk this up and talk about, if you ever get a chance to hammer on the turret of your favorite political thing out there, or elected thing, as I like to call them, talk this up to them, that there's something wrong when you can swear allegiance to two countries, because it would then be, folks, is it not true that if you bear allegiance to two countries and you support, or let's say you bear allegiance to America, you swear to uphold the laws of America, and then you have a citizenship in another nation, and you uphold that nation over and above America, isn't that the definition of treason? Think about that one. So it is ridiculous, but it's very popular today, and the top-level officials, many of them in our government, are dual citizenship people. All right. I want to take you over to our brother, Craig Roberts, sent us something. Colonel Craig Roberts sent us something in email here that I think is very important, folks, very important. So I hope to get into a little bit with you here. We've lost a, you know, every time we get an investigation going, like the Kennedy investigation, remember how the police officers that saw anything or knew anything were mysteriously killed in accidents or they died from suicide. And then the Oklahoma City bombing. I had a good friend that was on the grand jury of the Oklahoma City bombing. He asked too many questions and got booted off. And I asked him a couple years later how many people had died around the Oklahoma City bombing. And he said a lot of people had died, dozens of people had died that knew something about the Oklahoma City bombing. And wherever the government's involved in some kind of treachery, the people that are witnesses and the people that know something that could testify later end up dead by suicide, or their airplanes blow up, or traffic accidents, or they have a sudden heart attack, or something happens to them. Well, it's happened again. You know that one of our most interesting events in the last month here has been the capture of two of the British SAS men, the soldiers over there that were captured by the Iraqi police disguised as Arab terrorists. Now, those of us in the military that know anything about PSYOPs and know anything about the Oklahoma City bombing and the first World Trade Center bombing and the second World Trade Center bombing, you have to know, if you're a military person, that for years, for let's say generations upon generations, governments have used the blowing up, killing, assassinations that they do themselves and blame it on their enemies. Or blame it on a group that they want to knock out of power in a government, or blame it on a group that they don't want to gain power in a government or something like that. And our government has done this for years and years and years. Most recently, Oklahoma City bombing. The first World Trade Center bombing was done by the FBI, CIA on purpose, and all the evidence is there. If you want to look it up, probably find it all on the web, folks. We know this because of a number of things, but we also know it because of then a infiltrator in the group that was a snitch for the FBI that did a recording of all of his conversations with his FBI handler during the first World Trade Center bombing. Now, I'm covering old ground here, and I want to get into this issue that regarding the elite special services men, that's like our SEALs or our special forces men here in America. Well, these are called elite SAS men, soldiers there in Britain. Well, they were caught, we believe, hands down, acting as Arab terrorists and going in and killing the people and planning on bombing a few places and blaming it on the insurgents there in Iraq. Well, you know the story because we've gone over it several times. Well, they had a British chief of police investigator there in Basra who was handling the investigation into this. And all of a sudden, he's mysteriously dead. He was responsible for the investigation into the two elite SAS British men captured that were disguised as Arab terrorists. According to the first reports, there was explosives in the truck they were in, and now all there is rifles and ammunition. Somehow the explosives disappeared off the chart. Okay, and but anyway, in Captain Masters, Captain Masters is Ken Masters was the British chief police investigator in Basra, and he just died under mysterious circumstances. The cause of death was not mentioned. According to the Ministry of Defense spokesman, his death was not due to hostile action nor to natural causes. Well, Ken Masters, I guess he just got disturbed. He just got too stressed out and committed suicide. Happens all the time, doesn't it, folks? Well, Ken Masters was commanding officer of the Special Investigation Branch of the Royal Military Police. He was responsible for the investigations in all the in-theater serious accidents, plus investigations conducted by the General Police Duties element of the Theater Investigation Group. A lot of titles here. In this capacity, though, Captain Masters was responsible for investigating the circumstances of the arrest of the two undercover elite Special Forces men, British Special Forces, wearing Arab clothing, and they were captured by the Iraqi police in Basra. Remember that, September 19th? Came out in the London Times. I don't think it's even been in any newspaper here in America, not the full story anyway. But the Ministry of Defense refused to reveal the details about Masters' work, but it is believed he was involved in the inquiry into the dramatic rescue of the two SAS soldiers held in the prison in Basra, which was October 16th, came out in the Daily Mail newspaper there once again in England, not in America. Remember the two British undercover soldiers who were driving a car loaded with bombs, weapons, and ammunition were subsequently, as we would say, rescued by British military forces in a major military assault on the building where they were being detained. That was the jail there in Basra. They crushed it with tanks, and supported by military helicopters, they went and smashed through the walls of the jail. And there's conflicting stories here. We had first heard, once again, first heard when the news first came out that these two British SAS officers were not there, but were in a safe house nearby. But we keep getting reports now that they did free the two British servicemen that were in the jail. We don't know which one is true, but we do know they left out about 150 other suspects in the jail when the British forces crushed the jail walls with the tanks. The incident, which resulted in numerous civilian and police casualties, has caused political embarrassment, of course, for Britain. Several media reports and eyewitness accounts suggested that the SAA operatives were disguised as Al-Qaeda terrorists and were planning to set off the bombs in Basra's central square during a major religious event. Well, folks, this happens all the time too, doesn't it? And we are told by our governments, the British government, the American government, that it's those evil Al-Qaeda terrorists blowing up things and killing people. Well, is it? Is the question. On the 14th of October, Britain formally apologized to Iraq and confirmed that it will pay compensation for injuries and death damages caused during the storming by the army of the police station in Basra and the operation to release the two SAS officers or soldiers. Compensation to the families of alleged Iraqi victims who died during the fracas depended on the official investigation being carried forward by Captain Masters, who's now suicided himself, allegedly. Captain Masters died in Basra on the 15th, 2 days ago, according to the MOD. The circumstances of his death were not regarded as suspicious. The reports casually suggested that Masters might have been suffering from stress, which could have driven him to commit suicide. In the words of the defense analyst quoted by the BBC, Captain Masters was part of quite a small outfit, and his job would have been very stressful. It's quite an onerous job that he had. I think quite a lot of stress was involved. This was said by military spokespersons to the BBC October 16th, yesterday. British statements concerning this rescue operation, the attack on the 19th of September to rescue the two SAS men, was launched under the command of Brigadier John Larimore. In the statement, Larimore said that the purpose of the raid was to ensure the safety of the two SAS men. And I can consider it probably was, folks, because if they were captured in Arab gear, with bombs and bullets, and also they had just shot and killed an Iraqi police officer and injured another, I think, that died later. anyway, I think that this is fascinating, and we should always keep this in mind, folks. Every day when you hear the television, if you were a soldier and working in PSYOPs, community services over in those areas, you would know to be very suspicious when you hear of Arabs blowing up Arabs. Because does it benefit the Arabs to blow up other Arabs, to blow up religious sites and all that, folks? Who does it benefit more is what we police investigators have to look at. Who benefits when a crime is committed? That is the first job of a police investigator, to see who benefits. Well, folks, that's it for today. Good to be with you today. Hope you have a good evening, and we'll be... Wait a minute here. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm looking at the clock wrong here. It's only 4:50 here. Good. We've got some more time when we come back. Okay, folks, stay tuned. We'll be right back with more of the program.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials, with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right. Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today, because you can handle the truth.
Bush and Blair, I don't know what you've heard today already, but this should be a hot topic. Out of the United Kingdom again, from the independent newspaper there, Sunday, 2 days ago, it's a secret telephone conversation in January 2003, okay, between President Bush and Tony Blair. President Bush allegedly, and this looks like it's pretty good information here where it's coming from, But so it may have some substance to it. It says here, and of course we know it's true, even though if this letter or this conversation didn't happen to be true, we know what it says is absolutely true. U.S. President told Tony Blair that he wanted to go beyond Iraq with the wars. He implied that the military action against Saddam Hussein was only the first step in the battle against WMD proliferation in a series of other countries. He said he wanted to go beyond Iraq in dealing with WMDs, weapons of mass destruction, proliferation. This is in a letter on Downing Street paper, secretly marked, or marked secret and personal. Number 10 Downing Street said yesterday it would not comment on leaked documents, but the revelation that Mr. Bush was considering tackling other countries over the weapons of mass destruction before Iraq war was even started shocked the members of parliament in England. Saudi Arabia and Pakistan had been close allies of the U.S. in the war against terror and have not been considered targets in relationship to WMD. Well, who did Bush say that he wanted to go in and attack next? Saudi Arabia, Pakistan, Iran, and North Korea is what was in this secret, allegedly in this secret telephone communication between Tony Blair and the president. The confidential memo recording the president's explosive remarks was written by Michael Ryecroft, then the prime minister's private secretary and foreign policy advisor. He sent a two-page letter recording the conversation between the two leaders on January the 30th, 2003, to Simon MacDonald, who was then private secretary to Jack Straw, the foreign secretary. And Mr. Ryecroft said it must only be shown to those with a real need to know. Well, the revelation that Mr. Bush told the Prime Minister of England Iraq should be seen as the first step comes in the American edition of Lawless World, a book by the leading international lawyer Philip Sands, who is also a professor of law at University College London and senior barrister at Matrix Chambers, which he shares with Sherry Blair, evidently the wife, I guess, or maybe it's the daughter of Tony Blair, the prime minister. The conversation seems to indicate that Iraq was not seen as the isolated issue, but only the first step in relation to a broader project, he says. Well, folks, we know that's true. We've talked about it. We've read about it. We've read you documents about that. Afghanistan and Iraq's only the beginning of the whole takeover of the Middle East with American blood and English blood and the blood of the coalition. Okay, folks. Well, enough for today. Hope you have a nice evening. And don't forget, this old cop truly does love you, America. I truly do. Good night.
Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.